The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio
is about to commence.
Good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460.
Wait a minute. Start over and give me the big stuff.
Oh, no. You know, I listened to me yesterday when I came on. I sound like a hysterical 18-year-old.
Come on. Good. Go for it. People need to be more hysterical. Go for it.
Good morning, North State. Welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media with Carl on the bot. 7:06 in the morning, August the 28th, and Bad Bob has let another month go by without a fight. Look at you. There's not a mark on you. You've let it go.
Summer, Labor Day weekend coming up, for crying out loud.
This is scary. Hey, you know what? Give us a call today, 530-605-4567. And we're, of course, streaming live with our chat room going at KCNR1460.com. You can listen to us. You can join the chat room. You can become one of the chat pack. It's a distinguished group of some people that are just like a dollar bill short of 100. But today,
chat pack, those are our buddies.
Chat pack breakfast.
Love it.
10 o'clock, Black Bear Diner. And if you're not a member, you say, well, gosh, I've only been in the chat pack once or twice, or I've never even really been in the chat pack. So what? Come on down, Black Bear Diner.
Join us
for breakfast. I'm not buying.
And maybe, just maybe, there may be somebody in this group that's never been in a pack before. And it's like, wow, I'm part of a Motley Crue pack.
There we go.
And we're so proud of you guys.
We are. I mean, you know what? They're you know, been with us a long time. Y'all get in arguments with each other and roll around on the ground and poke each other in the eye. And
it's healthy.
And Sungold, who is above it all, goes, you know what? I'm just going to go out and feed the dogs
now. She's
such a lady. If your children are going to be like that. She refused to talk to Indy Guy one time and made Indy crazy. Because Indy said something, and he kept saying, well, look, I'm here. And she just kept
high feeding. You're excused.
Go home.
Shunned him.
Go stand in the corner.
You can excuse yourself from the table now. Thank you. Go outside and play with your toys.
That's right. You know what?
I love it.
What's the weather
Very
today?
Entertaining.
What's the weather today?
57 degrees in the downtown studios right now. Actually, it's just gone up a temperature, 58. Areas of smoke again. Temperatures today will reach 91. And tonight we have areas of smoke. I don't know. We had gone to a neighborhood meeting last night. And when we came out, it was dusk, and we could see, wow, the clouds, the sky was, it was beautiful, but we know why. And we were wondering.
Because there was smoke.
Oh, my gosh. So areas of smoke tonight, 58. And it looks like, okay, the forecast tomorrow night is clear, according to the forecast. Now, Bob, you had something to say. I know we've got Josh on the phone, but did you have weather input?
We can talk about the fire situation following the break.
Okay, well, let's go to Josh Wiley from our Wells Fargo Advisors. Josh, good morning.
Hey, good morning. Well, we have a slow start to the morning. Currently, the Dow is down 27 points at 13,096, while the NASDAQ's down 3 at 3,069, and the S&P 500's down 2 at 1,407. Oil's up 73 cents this morning at $96.20 a barrel, while the 30-year Treasury is yielding 2.75%. Gold's down $6.80 at $1,668, while silver's down 20 cents at $30.93 an ounce. Some of our most actively traded stocks this morning, Intel's down 13 cents at $24.71, Verizon's down 6 pennies at $42.70, while Bank of America's down 4 cents at $8.03. Well, that's the market for now. This is Josh Wiley at the Reading office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Josh, thank you so much.
Josh.
We have our Wells Fargo Advisors on Monday through Friday at 7:10, 8:10, and 9:10 in the morning. And they're located down on Park Marina Drive. Go down and talk to Josh, Susan, Chris, or Kathy about what's going on Wall Street and, you know, any decisions you might want to make about what's happening in Wall Street.
We're going to have to take a break, but when we come back, I would really like to hear, or we would like to hear from you. I know we're going to talk just a little bit. We've got a lot of stuff to cover this morning. We've got a wonderful guest lined up from 7:30 on, so we have a few minutes. But I want to talk about the Republican convention, what's happening, and have you seen anything or heard anything? And you want to talk about that a little bit, too.
Oh, that, and I want to talk about the Board of Supervisors' latest with realignment and about that. And we want to talk, of course, fire updates and, you know, just, you know, a variety of local stuff and, of course, state and national. We'll be right back. Carl on the Bot, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460.
Date, Monday, September 10th. Discover Health. Join us in this celebration of wellness and preventative health care. The annual Reading Rancheria Health Fair is on September 10th from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. Everyone is invited to this free event, including school-aged children. Vendors will be located in the event center in the Reading Rancheria Community Center. Come and enjoy this exciting day filled with free health screenings, information on living a healthier life, and much more. All ages welcome. Blood source on site, blood pressure, body fat analysis, body mass index, cholesterol, diabetes pre-screen, hearing, vision, and dental. For details on this free event, log on to WindRiver.com. Check us out on Facebook. Contact Trish Stofers at 530-226-1734 or Jasmine Romero at 530-339-7462. Better yet, head down to Reading Rancheria and Wind River Casino on September 10th and check out yet another great health fair this year. Presented to you by Reading Rancheria Tribal Health Center, Reading Rancheria, and Wind River Casino. It's better on the river.
At Timberline Heating and Air, we know how hard-earned your money is, and we believe the reputation of the companies you do business with is important. At Timberline, we install the Carrier heating and cooling line of home comfort equipment. When you choose a Carrier system from Timberline Heating and Air, you're choosing the brand that invented the first modern air conditioning system way back in 1902 and has led the industry ever since. Reduce your energy costs and increase efficiency with the installation of a new Carrier heating and cooling system. Right now, if your home qualifies, you could receive up to $9,000 in rebates with Reading Electric Utilities' new home performance program. Plus, utility rebates are available up to $1,550, and Carrier provides a 10-year parts warranty. That's the best parts warranty in the industry. From installation to maintenance to repair, call Timberline Heating and Air, including cleaning your entire heating and cooling system with our large truck-mounted commercial duct cleaning unit. Call 221-2222 or visit us online at TimberlineHVAC.com. Turn to the experts at Timberline Heating and Air, your local heating and cooling experts.
This is Carl Bott. I'm with Chef John Stadelli right here at Anselmo Vineyards. I'm back in the kitchen.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Thanks for stopping by.
Well, you know, I love it here. What's on the menu for today?
Today we're rolling out some special raviolis for Grandma Velia.
Beef, raviolis, salad, fish. You know, if you go to Anselmo's, it's going to be a superb meal.
Always made fresh with a ton of passion.
Well, that's why we like dining there.
Anselmo Vineyards, just a short drive from Palisadro. Anselmo Vineyards, it will become your favorite destination getaway.
Cassidy's Auto Lube is a local business that's been serving the Reading area for over 30 years. For your next oil change, Cassidy's Auto Lube. They also do transmission flushes, cooling system service, and more, where our trained service technicians are here Monday through Saturday to serve you. In Reading, you can find them on Parkview Avenue off Hartnell on the south side of the Raley's parking lot, and in Red Bluff on Antelope Boulevard next to Holiday Market. Cassidy's Auto Lube would love to add you to their growing list of happy customers. Ready for a change? Cassidy's Auto Lube for your next oil change.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome back to KCNR 1460. That's really how they should start the Republican convention. Oh, yes. Oh, God. I can't wait to see Chris Christie. God, I want to see what he says. Don't you? Do you think he's going to, like, slam his fist down on the... I just want him to just get out there. Get out there. Do it. You know, don't hold in the reins. Be all that you are.
He's saying it's time to take off the gloves and quit trying to be nice to everybody and stand up and take a stand and not waffle all over the place like the Republican Party's been doing.
Well, I can only tell you, you know, from really, I'm starting to draw in. And last night, watched some of the special that was done that was, on the Romneys. And it really was a wonderful special. It gave a good, history of how they met, where they came from, his missionary work, what happened on his mission while he was in, France, you know, a horrible accident that led him to have to, take over. She thought he died. Him coming back.
He questioned his faith.
It was a really good special.
A tremendous questioning of his faith.
A couple times, you know, even more so in another, situation. You know, taking over the Olympics. And I thought to myself, I said, Carl, I want to know that my commander in chief is, you know, that you want to put your hand over your heart and be proud of the fact that our country is moving forward in a way that is positive, that is spiritual. Yes, we are the nation that helps others, but I want to feel a leadership. I really want to get excited.
And this was not a Romney ad. This was on CNN, which, as everybody knows, was a Clinton news network for a long time. And they're going to do one on Obama too. So they did have, you know, other points of view coming in there. One, you know, if you remember, Romney went in there and took over the 2002 Winter Olympics, and just did a fantastic job. He took a organization that was in turmoil, you know, bribery, all these things. They had nothing. They were short millions and millions of dollars, and he built the Olympics, and he made the Olympics one of the most successful Winter Olympics ever. And then there's questions about, you know, the Mormon church that, you know, that they said that he became a pastor in his local Mormon church. But the bottom line was, is here's a guy that ran a business and in fact, the,
saved the Olympics.
During the time he was in the Olympics, there was a Bain Corporation, you know, took over, and there were some businesses that were shut down. So they used that. They used that against him when he ran against Kennedy. I mean, he ran against Ted Kennedy in Massachusetts there. So it was kind of like, it wasn't like he had a big chance, but he gave him a run for his money. But the bottom line is they're using that that happened like 20 years ago or 25 years ago. The same people even. I mean, these people 25 years later in the ads. But the bottom line on this thing was it was a pretty decent. It was a pretty decent documentary.
And let's never think for a moment to discount or think that the First Lady position in what it is to be the right-hand person of the president. And Romney, according to the special, was the one that got him to run for the first run. And they thought, we are so done. And then got him to run for the second run. And this current run for the office. And she was the one that brought him to the Olympics. And all during times, not this last time, well, she was really gravely ill. Her MS had...
multiple sclerosis.
Yes, right. Had taken her, you know, she was really worried. Or it was a very volatile time with her health. That's it, when I'm saying the word volatile. Also, five things to watch for the Republican convention in the next few days. Ann Romney, a new Jersey governor, Chris Christie.
Who's on tonight?
Roll call of the states. That's formally nominating Romney for president. Of course, that's just it's a piece of business that must be done, which is really cool. I think that's kind of one of those. And Rick Santorum, Artur Davis, and of course, you know, oh my gosh, I'm so looking forward to Chris Christie.
I am too, you know, and because you're going to be able to see him for probably like 45 minutes instead of a 30-second soundbite with him slapping a reporter. I think he's got a lot of good things to say. Also, you're going to see, and you might want to take a look at this, Ron Paul's delegates. They're forming a guerrilla movement on the floor because of the change in the GOP rules to say that whoever wins the convention gets to pick the delegates. Now, frankly, if I understand that right, I don't believe that. I think the states should be able to send their own delegates, which leads me to another story that we're going to have to tell you right after the break. But we want to also get to this realignment. This realignment question that the Board of Supervisors finally engaged in after over a year. And we want to talk about that. Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460.
was a man who leads a life of danger. To everyone he meets, he stays a stranger.
Hey, Linda, guess what's happening at Tobacco and Brew this month?
$3 all month for their special Double Dark Mocha. You can get it hot, iced, or blended.
And I understand that Tobacco and Brew is serving up organic coffee.
That's right, from Guatemala. It's organic coffee where you can get it full or by the pound.
That's right, and walk next door to the finest walk-in humidor in the state. They will meet or beat any tobacco prices in this town.
Come and check out the new wine, Smoking Loon, just $10.99 a bottle. It's a fabulous Chardonnay with a slight oak taste with hints of apple and mango. I love it.
And veterans get discounts at Tobacco and Brew. And if you want to go out and get that cup of coffee and sit down outside, they've got plenty of places to do that. Sit there with your friends.
Winners around the corner. Come in and get your coffee mugs now. That's Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive, across from C.R. Gibbs.
Hey, hon, hop in the truck. Let's head on down there. Join North Valley Standdown for the first annual golf tournament on Saturday, September 8th, 2012 at Allen's Golf Course. Player fees are $50, hole sponsors $100, and major sponsors for $275. All proceeds are going to go to the North Valley Standdown Association, which helps those veterans that are down on their luck. Give Bill Brashears a call at 530-365-4932 for more information. That's 530-365-4932. Join us this year. Help a veteran that needs your help.
It's not how many hours we put in. It's how we put in the hours. It's not just how well we know our clients. It's how well we know their case. It's not just the years of experience or a reputation. It's about results. Results you can expect with knowledge of the law, community recognition, and assertive representation you can count on. The Law Office of Lucky Jesrani. Call today, 241-3350. 241-3350.
TV is not what it used to be. It's way better, thanks to Dish and Woodfill Enterprises. Now you can enjoy your favorite channels for as little as $19.99 a month. Plus, get HBO, Cinemax, Showtime, and Stars free for 3 months. That includes Blockbuster at Home free for 3 months also. Contact Woodfill Enterprises at 232-0843 today. Your local preferred Dish dealer. Limited time offer, prices, packages, and programming subject to change without notice. 24-month agreement required. Cancellation fee and other restrictions apply. Call for details.
Imagine a future where your body is sculpted, not by needles with pain and bruising, not with painful invasive surgery, but with light, shrinking your fat cells painlessly, giving you unbelievable results. That future is now. Reading Body Genesis. Body sculpting unlike anything you have ever experienced. Medically directed, FDA approved. Reading Body Genesis, 356-2590. Man, made better.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott, 7:23 in the morning, August the 28th, 530-605-4567. KCNR1460.com is how we're streaming there. Hey, all you Ron Paul delegates, take a deep breath, okay? Just go, okay. There's always next time. Let's talk about realignment. Let's talk about the fact that Board of Supervisors are getting a report today from Wes Foreman and the Coordination Committee for realignment. And what we're seeing here is that's going to be at 9 o'clock today at the Board of Supervisors meeting, of course. Head on down there if you want to see this and see what's going on. And they're going to vote on the spending plan for AB 109 for next year. But one of the things they're looking at is taking $90,000 to fund a temporary position to be the administrator of the program, which is probably not a bad idea except for a couple of things. They are out of human resources, says Wes Foreman. So he wants to hire the new administrator from within. Okay. So if you're going to hire from, is that like within Wes Foreman's group of people who Wes Foreman's been in charge of it for over a year and nothing's happened? It's never gone forward. There's nothing like that. The jail, the third floor of the jail or the floor of the jail that was closed has just reopened over, let's see, this is August. So that's been, well over a year. The thing that I'm getting at, though, is this, is that nothing's been done. None of the community, none of the buildings have been leased, and nothing's been built, none of these things. But they do have a plan now. They do have a plan. However, the plan, as Les Baugh has said, is we see a lot on paper as we have before. I don't see any fire in the smoke, if I may say that. Any bite to the bark, I think is his words. A plan is great. I mean, anybody can write a plan. I'm sure that we wrote a plan before about opening the jail and getting all these things, getting this, the offender building leased and put people in it, and more of the collars or the leg bracelets for the guys that we just keep turning loose over and over and over again. As Foreman said on the show here, he says we can't help them unless we can catch them or hold them. Well, we haven't been able to hold them because we haven't been able to lock them up. Now we're starting to lock them up, blah, 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 blah. It just keeps going on like that. Yeah, I still don't see anything. Here's my question is, where in the heck were the Board of Supervisors during all this time? It took an article by Mark Beecham and the grand jury rolling into this to have any type of impact, it seems, on our Board of Supervisors. You know, it seems like we've got people in law enforcement on the Board of Supervisors. We have people that are in, you know, positions of, been working in the government their whole lives. It just seems like the Board of Supervisors could have taken a step forward sometime in here and said, what's going on here and why aren't we, we're up to, if, in case you haven't noticed, we're up to our neck in bad guys walking these streets. And why haven't we done something about it? What has Wes Foreman done? Wes Foreman, who is the head of this thing, what did he do about it? You know, I mean, we can talk about, well, you know, hey, you know, we had these meetings, and they did. They had regular meetings, but what happened? Nothing. You know, Tom Basenko finally found the people to open up part of the jail, and then he opened or part of the floor, and he's got the rest of them, so that whole floor is open. They're moving forward to leasing beds in other counties. But why has it taken us this long? So, you know, and now you're going to hire an administrator from within the group of people that's been trying to do this. I'm not sure if that's a good idea. You know, is there somebody in the city and not the county that you could take a look at? And I know they want to, oh, we got to do this right away, so we'll just hire them from internally and pay them $90,000 a year. Okay. I'd like to know who it's going to be, and I'd like to know where they're coming from. But to me, it seems like you're taking somebody from within the coven there that's led us down the road to here, where we are indeed, where people are having neighborhood watch meetings to figure out what to do about the crime in the neighborhood, people walking them down. Some 64-year-old gentleman had pulled a gun and captured a man breaking into his home, called the cops. Cops came up. The car raced away. They caught them. It turns out this guy is from like Fresno or someplace, and inside the car was stolen property from Fresno County. They're just kind of like, are they just on their way to Oregon? Are they just stopping through Redding to rob us? Is it kind of like there's a little mark on the, you know, when you come in that says Shasta County, welcome, you know, honors its veterans? You know, right there's like a little mark on the sign that says stop in Redding and rob people. Stop in Redding and steal things. We know, you know, good cops, you know, good people, but there's not enough of them. And besides, they'll probably just turn you loose anyway. I mean, come on. you know, but at least we got to jail. Tom, you know, congratulations, great job on that. But I'm just thinking is that there's couldn't be some more. And Les Baugh hit it. He said we got a great plan, but we don't have any bite on it. But Les, you should have started this like 7 or 8 months ago. The Board of Supervisors, we hire you guys, we elect you guys, we pay you guys $60,000 a year. To stand there every day and to take our best interest in mind. And so what have you done, you know, Kehoe and Odie and Linda and all this? I mean, where were you for the first 6 or 7 months? If you were engaged in this, it never came out. Okay. I think that's it. Oh, marijuana and your IQ.
Oh, okay. Don't say my IQ.
Not yours.
No.
It shows these new studies. If you're under 18 and your kids are smoking, if the kids are under 18 and are smoking marijuana, can show a real decline in your mental abilities. Between, you know, and so they did studies of this, and, you know, and from some of these kids that were smoking, gosh, from the age 13. And, you know, so it did. It showed real clients. So this is not a, it's not a legal problem. It's a health problem. Letting kids, it's like, I would imagine, let them drink Jack Daniels every day.
Anything that causes euphoria is bad for the brain cells.
It can't be good for you. All right. We'll be right back. Carl and the Bot, Free Fire Radio.
From the Fox Business Network, it's another tough day for Wall Street, despite some better-than-expected news on the housing front. At 10 a.m. Eastern, the Dow is down about 30 points. Citigroup has agreed to settle a lawsuit over mortgage-backed securities for nearly $25 million. According to court papers, the lawsuit was filed by investors who said they were misled about the quality of the securities they bought just before the housing market crashed. The 2008 lawsuit accused Citigroup of lying about lenders' deteriorating mortgage underwriting and appraisal standards during the subprime mortgage boom and understating the risk of default. And General Motors is set to put the brakes on the plant where its Chevy Volt is produced. The Michigan facility will be idled for 4 weeks starting in the middle of next month until mid-October. GM says the temporary halt of production at the plant is being made in an effort to match supply with demand for both the Volt and the Chevy Malibu, which is also made there. This marks the second time this year the plant has stopped making the Volt. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Diane Macedo.
How do we get a diagnosis?
What are the stages of the disease?
When someone in your life has Alzheimer's, not a day goes by that you don't have questions.
Do we need full-time care?
Are there any new treatments?
So many questions. Where do you start?
How will I pay for this?
Where can I get help?
Alzheimer's.gov, a reliable resource for information about Alzheimer's and related dementias.
What happens next?
Where can I find answers?
Alzheimer's.gov, the answers start here.
For the Black Bear Diner, here are founders Bob Papa Bear Manley and Bruce Sugar Bear Dean.
A Papa Bear, what are you making?
I'm building a rocket ship.
You're building a rocket ship?
Yeah. To get in touch with my inner bear, I've got to go to outer space.
Couldn't you just find your inner bear here on Earth?
Earth? Sugar Bear. I'm searching for something that no man has ever truly found before. So I got to go where no man has ever gone before. I've got to take that one big step for mankind and a Bigfoot chicken fried steak leap for the bear that growls in my soul.
Hate to break it to you, but that's your stomach, Bob, not your soul.
Yeah, I guess that could be true.
Come on, let's head over to Black Bear Diner and get a Bob's Big Bear Burger. It'll fill up your stomach and your mouth and stop all that noise you're making.
Aw, Bruce, you sure know how to make a bear happy.
Good old-fashioned family food, Black Bear Diner. Black Bear Diner.
The Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange carries 200 and 275 serving emergency food pails, large number 10 cans of freeze-dried meats, cheeses, fruits, vegetables, and non-hybrid seed packs, so you can sustain yourself in times of crisis. But what kind of crisis should you plan for? Civil unrest? Earthquake? Monetary crisis? Flood? Fire? Isn't Mount Lassen due? Here at the Patriot, we carry the Extreme Emergency Kit. It is a large plastic pail that contains water filtration system, stove, hand crank flashlight and radio, 4 blankets, 2 tube tents, first aid kits, food for 2 people for 2 weeks, and a various assortment of useful things that you may need when you need them, all for over $100 less than most internet sites. Peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins and bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth with gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to nourishing quality food and emergency supplies in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Don't pay more and wait weeks for delivery. In Reading, we're located in the Sunset Plaza at 3637 Eureka Way, next to the Round Table. And in Corning, we're in the Olive Tree Plaza, next to the Safeway. Get peace of mind today for less.
Did you know that 45 million Americans suffer from chronic daily headaches and related pain? Many more suffer from back, knee, shoulder, and other joint pains, and if left untreated, they can often become much bigger problems, even life-threatening ones. The truth is, there is a solution for a vast majority of pain sufferers, and it comes in the form of free information. I'm Dr. Todd Royce of Chiropractic First. You may have heard my radio show on this station, and I would like to offer you this solution totally risk-free. Just call 243-0889 and ask for a copy of my free exclusive report, The Top 5 Most Dangerous Trends Preventing Health and Happiness and What to Do About Them. The information in this report is based on over $8 million in research and has helped thousands in the North State lead healthier, pain-free lives. When you do, you'll have the opportunity to attend our free, no-obligation live seminar covering these topics that more than likely are affecting you and your family today. Call 243-0889, that's 243-0889, and remember, it's risk-free.
This is Free Fire Radio with your hosts, Carl and Linda Bott.
Good morning.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio. This portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. What can I say? Great coffee at Espresso Joe's. By the pound. You can buy it by the pound. You can buy it by the cup.
And double dark mocha.
Double dark mocha.
They have a few days. I'm sure they'll probably change that up. But we cut the spot anyway. So when you hear it as double dark mocha, you can go in. Hey, $3. That's really a good deal on coffee of the month.
Yeah, it is.
It really is. It really is. Our guests on the phone right
2143 Hilltop Drive. Veterans get discounts.
Speaking of really a cutie. Because we talk about the cuties at Tobacco and Brew. We've got a very, very special guest, and we are making a special announcement here. If you haven't heard it already, Brandi Selander has become our 2013 Rodeo Queen for Miss Reading Rodeo. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. Well, okay. Congratulations.
Thank you. Okay, I'm really excited.
Brandi, how old are you?
I'm 20.
Okay, Brandi, now you've been on the show before, and tell us a little bit about, you have to turn your radio down because you're echoing. So tell us a little bit about your history in your horsemanship and in rodeo work.
Well, I got my first horse when I was 2, and since then, me and my 3 older sisters have all been involved in horses and riding and rodeo, Gymkhana, English and Western Pleasure, pretty much anything you can do on a horse, we've at least tried it.
And you've also, we see you in the parades. I mean, you really ride you ride tall, as they say, and just beautiful with your flowing blonde hair. And what tell us about what happened with the experience for you to actually win this year and take home the title.
Well, the competition always has a horsemanship competition. There's 3 parts. There's horsemanship, the speaking ability, and you have to give a speech, and the poise and personality part. So we have a social where it's just like a meet and greet of the judges and people in the rodeo association, and we do interviews. And we have a pattern that we have to do on the horse. And then the night of the banquet, we have to give speeches and answer impromptu questions.
How many girls competed this year?
Well, 5 girls signed up.
And went through the competition?
Not all of them went through the competition.
Okay. Why is that?
I'm not sure if people had different conflicting events or.
Okay.
So what's your first big event, Brandi? What's that going to be?
My first main event is going to be the Asphalt Cowboys Dinner in the Park.
That's right, and that's going to be like on the 8th, I believe.
I think it's the 9th.
Is it the 9th? Okay, the 9th. Well, we can check that out. So you're right. That's the Asphalt Cowboys 60th annual barbecue from 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. at Lake Reading Park.
Yeah.
And you're going to be there so everybody gets the chance to take a look at you and meet you.
Yeah, I'll be there.
All right, Brandi. Congratulations. We're so happy that you are crowned, and we look forward to seeing you and for your beautiful representation and your expert in horsemanship as well. Brandi Selander, congratulations. We are going to take a break, and we'll be right back. KTNR 1460.
$100 bills, and it kills and it thrills like the horns on my Silverado grill.
Smitty's Heating and Cooling, locally owned since 1994, is all about your family's comfort and peace of mind. With the warm weather here, it's important to get the highest level of value, service, and installation with a Carrier air conditioning system that will provide indoor comfort all year round.
REU's Home Performance Program will increase the efficiency of your home and provide energy savings with the installation of a new Carrier heating system. If your home qualifies, rebates are available up to $9,000. Plus, utility and manufacturer rebates and federal tax credits are available over $1,550.
Remember our affiliate, Ducks in a Row? They can also increase efficiency with their high-powered duct cleaning system. Act now and receive $50 off your duct cleaning.
Turn to the experts at Smitty's Heating and Cooling, your local Carrier Factory authorized dealer. Call 221-2600. Smitty's Heating and Cooling, the most trusted name in customer care.
Hello, this is Mark with SuperClean. Is your wood, deck, or fence looking old and gray and showing its age? SuperClean's special three-step process will restore sun and weather-damaged fences and decks, making them look new again. Ask us about our new stain options, giving you a variety of beautiful wood finishes. Go to supercleanroof.com and view several of our amazing wood transformations. Then call us for a free estimate at 339-5882. That's 339-5882.
Come and get it. Sunday, September 9th, Lake Redding Park will again be ablaze as those crazy yellow-shirted asphalt cowboys fire up the barbecues for their annual Asphalt Cowboys Community Barbecue Feast. You're invited to join 7,000 of your closest friends and neighbors for food, the fun, and plenty of entertainment. Swing by the park between 11 a.m. and 6 p.m. and partake of the finest fire-grilled tri-tip or chicken, salad, cowboy beans, garlic bread, milk, or coffee. Whether you choose to make this lunch or dinner, eat it there, or use the convenient drive-thru, your participation will support the annual tradition of Rodeo Week activities put on by the Zany Asphalt Cowboys. Place a bid at the annual live auction between 1 and 3 p.m. Eat a great meal, support a great cause, and make an asphalt cowboy a happy guy. Heck, let's make them all happy. Tickets are $7 in advance and can be purchased at Lulu's Restaurant, San Francisco Deli, the Paint Marts in Redding and Anderson, or from any asphalt cowboy. $8 the day of the barbecue. It all happens in Lake Redding Park between 11 a.m. and 6 p.m. Sunday, September 9th. Come and get it.
Hey, this is Ernie and Dave with Let's Sell It.
Yeehaw! If you have something you no longer need and having a yard sale, garage sale, or event, join us for Let's Sell It with Ernie and Dave, your radio flea market, every Saturday, 7 to 8 a.m., right here at KCNR 1460 a.m. There is no cost to you. That's right. Recycle your no longer needed items.
Yeah, get rid of it right here on the air. Give us a call Saturday mornings, 7 to 8 a.m., 605-4567.
This is Free Fire Radio with your hosts, Carl and Linda Bott.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott.
And everybody
else that just gets on there during the bump music. Because, see, this is the only time Bob really gets to shine here, besides the fact because he raises his hand, he jumps in on things, and but it's his bump music. Everybody loves his bump music. And when you talk during his bump music, it just moves his cheese like you can't believe.
That was,
look,
that
at
was,
him. Look at him right now.
Trying to catch her attention before she said something.
Oh, no.
We had a button push operation here.
No, Carl rattled the paper in my face, and I realized that I had my headphones on. And I should have been looking at the time, and I looked in your eyes and thought, if looks could kill.
That's right. You know what, Bob? That was a mean look. Thing,
that
Bob.
Was like.
It was not intended. It was as well, a mean look. It was like,
Don't say that word. Don't say that word. But you know what? Who doesn't have looks like that in his eye? That's Jeff at Redding Crackmaster Windshield Repair. He can go fix a small chip in your windshield and up to cracks up to 24 inches long. Okay, now you think about that. That's a huge crack in your windshield. He can fix it. He guarantees his work. Head on down to 3280 Market Street in Reading or give him a call at 241-8373. 241-8373, Reading Crackmaster Windshield Repair.
Our guest this morning is Jan Blood, who is with the Shasta Senior Nutrition Center. Good morning.
Good morning.
Let's get you up there for the microphone. Okay, you know what we like to do is we want to cover what's happening, inside of our community. And we love it when organizations come together with other organizations in order to raise funds. And you're here today to talk about...
I'm going to talk today about the Women's Golf Club at Tierra Oaks, the Invitational.
And that money.
The one that you've already told me I can't play in that event.
Can he be my caddy boy?
He can be your caddy boy if you choose.
Great. Okay, so let's talk about, it's more than just playing golf, though. We're playing golf, but you're playing golf for a cause.
We are. The Women's Invitational has very generously this year chosen Shasta Senior Nutrition Program to be the recipient of the proceeds from that event. And primarily they're supporting the Brown Bag and the Meals on Wheels program. We lost all funding for the Brown Bag in 2009, and it's events like this that help keep that program alive. And oftentimes, if without generous folks in the community who do things for this, for us in this capacity, as well as other fundraisers that we have, like our annual spaghetti dinner. We would have lost the ability to keep that program alive. And oftentimes that one bag of groceries may be the only food that the senior has for the entire month after maybe paying the rent or paying utilities or buying their medications. So we're very, very blessed to have the Invitational support our programs this year.
Well, this is very timely because I just read an article this morning about how when kids get back to school, oftentimes grandparents are raising kids. And what happens is there's a lot of interactive game playing, so on and so forth. So when the kids go back to school, the grandparents are often forgotten. And it's a vital, important time right now to make sure that, you know, seniors and beyond are active, that we have these programs so that people, there's an outreach. So, Jan, what we have here is also a kind of a list of an annual report. We're talking about the senior dining centers, like you said, the emergency food assistance. Tell us a little bit about that.
Our emergency food program is on the first and third Friday of every month. There again, funding is very limited, so we depend on the community and grants that we can write and receive to keep those programs alive. Our emergency food program not only supports the senior population, but underserved families as well. So there again, it comes into play for possibly the grandparent raising or helping to raise a grandchild. If food is somewhat insecure in that area, then the emergency food program then kicks in for those as well.
So you've teamed up with Tierra Oaks
Yes.
to do a three-day event.
Yes.
Okay, does that mean when you buy in, what happens if you can only make a day or two? Can you tell, how does it work?
It has to be a commitment of the 3 days. So if you can't make the 3 days, then you're probably better off not to commit to any of that, because they can't refund your money after the 25th of August, which has already passed. And the reason for the 3 day event is that they have lots of different things that they have planned. I'm not actually going to play in the tournament this year, but I'm going to be there all 3 days just to see how everything goes together.
I'm sure it's going to go together great.
And it will, because they're old pros at this, and I don't mean old. I mean, seasoned pros at this and do a very, very good job.
Am I seasoned? Or am I old?
No, you're seasoned.
Thank you. I like to think of myself like a fine wine.
Absolutely.
I've aged.
I don't hang out with old people.
And in fact, and here's my
I hang out with colorful
here's my
people.
Oak bet, Bad Bob. Okay.
Seasoned firewood burns hotter, sir.
There you go. A little like snow on the roof doesn't mean there's not fire in the furnace. Okay. All right.
Well, now that we just made up all.
Did we mention the brown bag?
We did mention the brown bag program.
Okay. I think that's just a great program. That's one of my favorites, too. I just thought we had. But I just wanted to make sure they brought it up. 249,000 pounds of food were distributed.
That's correct.
Wow. And that's just for the brown bag?
Yes.
You know, that is just...
And now you're close to empty.
You need money.
Yeah, we do need money.
Okay.
We always need cash donations. And, of course, we do food drives, and a lot of wonderful people in the community do food drives for us as well. And it seems to be on a very regular basis, and we're so very grateful for that. But just let me briefly explain about the money donations. Our food bank manager has the ability to stretch a penny really well. She's very, very good at it. And there again, the community comes into play with that, because there's local vendors in the community who give her a bulk rate when she buys from them. So where you might have to spend 79 cents for a can of peas, if you buy a whole case, he'll give her a break and it's maybe 40 cents or 33 cents or something like that. So there again, the community comes into play to help, you know, make these programs stay alive.
Well, it is Friday through Sunday, September 7th, 8th, and 9th.
Correct.
What a great weekend to get your gals together. And what's happened, it looks to me like as of in 1993 when Tierra Oaks opened, the Ladies Invitational began as a social event. And then they decided to start adopting charities.
Yes.
This year, the event is called Swingin' Safari. And it is a three-day. Here's who you get a hold of. Lori Leiser.
Mm-hmm.
And her number is 945-7367. That's 945-7367. And Margaret Otis. These are the co-chairs. Her number's 276-4759. Or Jan, I'm sure that they can get a hold of the Shasta Nutritional Center.
Certainly they can call me. Yes. At 226-3067, and I can hook you up with any of either of those ladies. We are in need of sponsorships, whole sponsorships, and raffle baskets, anything that anybody might want to put into a raffle basket, we'd be glad to have for our silent auction and our live auction. It's going to be a great time. Again, we're very thankful to have the...
Well, we're really proud of you in the group here for the for what you've done. I mean, just really, really proud. You know, another reason to be that we chose the North State in Reading is because just the way that people help each other. You know, they give people a hand.
I see on Friday you have the zebra race, the putting contest, raffle ticket sales, and silent auction, and the kickoff dinner. That's on Friday. Saturday and Sunday, more raffle tickets and tournament play includes. What's this $10,000 hole in one contest? Is that a misprint?
No. If you get a hole-in-one, pardon me, and I'm not sure which hole it's on, they haven't let me privilege to that as of yet, but if you get a hole-in-one on a certain hole, this gentleman has chosen to say that he will. There's a sponsor there that will pay the $10,000.
To the charity.
Yeah.
That is
to the charity. That's
phenomenal.
Great. Well, you know, as long as it's not like a par five, I think, you know... I mean, just think about it. Okay, now the zebra race, Linda, you were asking about, that's when... Bad Bob and I get in our bathing suits, and they spray us. They spray me with white stripes and him with black stripes, and we run down the fairway, and the girls hit balls at us.
Pink paintballs.
That's right. They do that, and Bad Bob and I run down the fairway. We got to take a break now and leave that one in your mind before you go. You know, thank you so much.
Jan, congratulations.
And again, give us phone numbers one more time.
Okay, my number is 226-3067 at Shasta Senior Nutrition, and you can reach Lori at 945-7367 or Margaret at 276-4759.
Great event.
Swingin' Safari, that out at Tierra Oaks, and of course all of the funds are going to go to the Shasta Senior Nutritional Center.
Correct.
And so, you know, get on out there. How wonderful. September 7th, 8th, and 9th. Make it a great weekend and do something good.
Lori says there's going to be a lot of monkeying around out there, so come and join us.
We'll be right back, Carla and Bob.
Thanks, Jen.
A few extra minutes for family time. Cheering your son's baseball team to victory. Beating last month's numbers at work. At North Valley Bank, we hear you when you tell us what matters to you most, which is why we make it our top priority to offer products, services, and people who can give you a few more minutes in your day and services to help you be more successful. For example, if you're looking to buy or refinance a home, our mortgage process can save you time with pre-approvals, and an experienced staff will walk you through each step, guiding you, answering questions, and helping your family get the best possible loan. And just like you, our team is part of your community. So the things that matter to you matter to us. North Valley Bank. Let's live and grow together. Learn more at NOVB.com or visit a local branch. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
I received a call from a new car dealer in the Bay Area. He said, a customer has complained his new car has a prominent pull to the left. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. They had three different shops align it. They also replaced the tires, then put on new wheels too. Still the pull was there. He said, if you cannot correct the problem, we will have to buy the car back. We aligned the front wheels to factory specifications and then checked the rear axle. Rear axles are often factory set and are not adjustable. If there is a mistake in manufacturing, the rear axle will cause the vehicle to pull to the side. It required a modification to the rear mounts to bring it into alignment. This is not a standard alignment procedure, but a frame repair procedure, and necessary if the vehicle is ever to drive straight. Coachmaster has specialized in difficult wheel alignments and frame repair for over 43 years. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Alliance Heating and Air wants you to be cool and comfortable. We are committed to the highest level of quality and customer services,
and believe it should not cost you a dollar more for your peace of mind. Alliance Heating and Air offers the absolute best in installation, repair, and maintenance. We're here for your heating and air conditioning emergencies 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. Find out more at homecomfort.org. That's homecomfort.org. Alliance Heating and Air. We look forward to serving you at just the right temperature.
For over 27 years, Mike's Music and Sound is your back-to-school music headquarters. Mike's Music and Sound is everything you or your little one needs for the school year, like the best deals on instrument rentals and all the music books they need for school. They even do repairs and tune-ups on your instruments to get them in the best playing condition for the school year. Have an older musician you're shopping for? Mike's has great deals on Peavey, BC Rich, and Alvarez. They also have amazing deals on quality used gear, all checked out, tested, and ready to play. Mike's Music and Sound, 724 East Cypress, 243-3774. Your back-to-school music headquarters.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott. You know, that kind of music makes me kind of, puts me in a kind of a mood.
Ooh, yeah.
What do you think there, Bad Bob? What's the weather look like today?
And okay, sorry. I had to go into that whole melody line.
60 degrees.
Chris Isaak, you know, he is a hottie. So anyway, the weather, 60 degrees outside. Areas of smoke today with temperatures around 91. Tonight, it's going to be around 58 degrees. Our forecast tomorrow is areas of smoke around 92. And tomorrow night looks like it's clear. That's what the forecast says. Temperatures 61. The weather is always brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards.
Thursday night is pizza. You've got music this weekend. You're gonna be singing up there in September.
You have a lot of weddings going on.
A lot of weddings going on up there.
So you can go to their website to see what kind of music they have. It's a beautiful place to go out and have lunch and dinner and enjoy the deck. And they did not get hit by the fires
at all.
And
474-5546. Give them a call for reservations. All right. Okay. Did I ever tell you that I did work for the Democratic National Committee at one point? When I was in college. All right, this is true. Because people are talking about the convention and delegates right now. So, John and Sharon, listen to this. The Democrats back in the early 70s were the way that people get selected to go to these conventions, the presidential conventions, was by the party themselves. So the party in each one of these, in each one of the states, even before the elections and even before anything was happening for the delegates, they handpicked the delegates they were sending there. And McGovern, at that point, wanted to change all that. So he sent out the word to saying, well, how are the delegates selected? Well, as part of my political science project I was doing then, back at in Vanderbilt, was I went out and I found out how they selected the delegates and found that the same delegates kept going to the convention year after year, decade after decade, hand-selected by, like, three people. Now, the Democrats changed it back then for that one convention, and then of course suffered the worst loss in the history of presidential politics. I think when they went up against Reagan. Or maybe that was the next time. Anyway, what's going on at the Republican convention? We have people in the chat room are just going like crazy here, talking about the Ron Paul delegates and all this. Here's what I think. I think you have a perfect right to support your candidate. But at this point, my friends, the fact is that he didn't win the nomination, and he wasn't even in on, I think, some of the states in the voting. But the point is that Romney won the delegates. Now, you may not like what the part is how they're their ideas of how they're going to count delegates or how the delegates are going to be nominated after this. You know, frankly, I think they should come from the states, but you got to remember what happened in the states before was the states would send anybody they want, and they were handpicked. And I bet you if you go back and you look at Democrats and Republicans right now, that in many states it's the good old boys from both parties that are selecting who goes to the convention. Because it makes little difference. See, you're voting, and you're voting on these things. At this point, I think that the Republicans need to start a rally around Romney so that there aren't all these little, these little infighting things. You're not going to see it at the Democrats because they're controlling with an iron fist where we're trying to be. I think where the openness there of the Republican convention is going to work against them. Is Romney the best choice? I tell you what. Yes, he is. He is the best choice. We have to unite as a nation. to try and stop what Obama has started here. This is not what he said. He has taken us down the road. And if we don't get it together here, and we're going to have four more years of this, and you think this last four where the debt ceiling went like this and all these other things happened, if you don't think that's going to change, it's going to get worse. Well, I don't think that you're here with us.
I think that what we're discovering, Carl, is that a lot of people will, you know, they're going to vote their party line because they have a D after their name. So we're asking, please reconsider that. You're listening to KCNR Shasta Redding.
Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony. With Isaac closing in, President Obama is telling the Gulf Coast,
now is not the time to dismiss official warnings. You need to take this seriously.
Fox News Radio, Steve Taylor, live in Washington.
President Obama says he's already approved a disaster declaration for Louisiana. He also warns residents of coastal Mississippi and Alabama to stay in touch with Isaac.
We're dealing with a big storm, and there could be significant flooding and other damage across a large area.
The president says he'll make sure the federal government helps Americans prepare for and recover from this storm. Dave.
Steve, it is getting windier along the coast as Isaac approaches still nearly a hurricane. Fox News Radio's Jeff Manasso live in New Orleans.
The winds right now about 30 miles per hour here with Isaac nearing the mouth of the Mississippi. The people here in New Orleans tell us they feel ready, and the city is about to test their $14 billion fortified flood protection system for the first time since Katrina. Forecasters expect Isaac to power up to hurricane status before hitting late tonight. Mandatory evacuations remain in place in low-lying coastal areas along the Gulf, and curfews are also now in place in other areas where folks will ride out the storm. Dave?
Jeff, as the president now heads to Iowa and Colorado to campaign, Republicans are convening in Tampa, where Fox News Radio's Jennifer Kuiper is live.
Today, the roll call and speeches. Florida Senator Marco Rubio talking to the South Carolina delegation brought up his appearance later this week.
Honestly, the tremendous honor that I'm going to have on Thursday night of introducing the next president of the United States to the country.
New Jersey Governor Chris Christie will give the keynote address, and Ann Romney will speak too tonight. Dave?
Now, Jennifer, we're less optimistic about the economy. Consumer confidence fell this month to the lowest level since last November, according to the Conference Board, but this is good for the housing market. Home prices rose again in June in all 20 big cities tracked by S&P. On Wall Street, the Dow down 1 point. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
Do you suffer from a magnesium deficiency?
My doctor told me I needed more magnesium, so he recommended I use Magox 400.
You're not alone. Millions of Americans don't get enough magnesium in their daily diet. Magnesium is a critical nutrient that helps you convert carbohydrates, protein, and fat into energy. Doctor-recommended Magox 400 is made with the most concentrated form of magnesium available, and each dose of Magox 400 provides all the magnesium you need each day.
Magox 400's magnificent.
Try Magox 400, the magnificent magnesium supplement.
How do we get a diagnosis?
What are the stages of the disease?
When someone in your life has Alzheimer's, not a day goes by that you don't have questions.
Do we need full-time care?
Are there any new treatments?
So many questions. Where do you start?
How will I pay for this?
Where can I get help?
Alzheimer's.gov, a reliable resource for information about Alzheimer's and related dementias.
What happens next?
Where can I find answers?
Alzheimer's.gov. The answers start here.
Well, this doesn't happen often. The slot machines aren't ringing. The dealers aren't dealing. Casinos have just closed along the Mississippi Gulf Coast, ordered to as part of the Isaac storm prep. Now in Illinois, Governor Pat Quinn's just rejected a bill to expand gambling in his state, including a casino in Chicago, claiming it lacks sufficient regulatory oversight. A warning falling from the sky to Syrian rebels. Helicopters dropping leaflets over Damascus and its suburbs, urging them to hand over their weapons or face inevitable death. This amid the regime's deadly crackdown on an uprising.
Leaders around the world have called on Syrian President Bashar al-Assad to leave power as fighting and bloodshed continues, but France thought to be the first to go as far as formally recognizing the opposition.
La France demande à l'opposition syrienne.
French President François Hollande encouraging opposition groups in Syria to work together. American officials say it's premature to talk about a transitional government because the opposition is still too fragmented. In London, Simon Owen, Fox News Radio.
Are you ready for some football? The games start today, and I don't mean the NFL. Madden 13 is out.
It's the most popular sports video game franchise of all time.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to John Madden Football.
John Madden Football debuted in 1988 and since then has gone on to sell more than 95 million copies, outselling other popular game franchises like The Legend of Zelda, Halo, even Pac-Man. It's a game with its own curse. Players appearing on the cover have a history of getting hurt, starting in 1999 with running back Garrison Hurst, who broke his ankle and was out for 2 seasons. Since 2004, Madden has correctly picked the Super Bowl winner 7 out of 9 times. And so much for Tebow Mania. Quarterback Mark Sanchez outranks the popular backup in the current edition. Chris Honig, Fox News Radio.
And again, the latest update on Isaac. Still a tropical storm with 70-mile-an-hour wind about 160 miles southeast of New Orleans. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott, it's 8:05 on August the 28th. 530-605-4567, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com.
All right, this is going to be a great hour coming up here. Currently 60 degrees in the downtown studios. We're going to have temperatures of 91, areas of smoke tonight. The temperature's around 58. Thursday night for my show, On the Spot with Linda Bott, I'm looking forward to having Enjoy Magazine. You know, if you look at the Enjoy magazine, they usually say they come in the first Monday of the month. Well, we know that's Labor Day. So we are graciously, we've got both the Bobs that are going to co-host. And on my show Thursday night, which is tomorrow night, we have Enjoy folks.
It's Thursday night, it's not tomorrow night.
Oh gosh, I'm confused. I'm a day off. Now I'm driving.
Somebody write this down.
I'm going to be driving with my parents to Colorado, and we are doing a family reunion. I'm thrilled about that. Where my great grandfather was one of the discoverers of the Mesa Verde National Monument, with the cliff dwellings there. So we have set up with the park rangers and some of the folks there that live in Colorado that are going to take us in. I'll take lots of pictures on my iPhone and send them into Facebook. Being inside, you know, climbing up the ladders, going into the caves, it's going to be great. Meeting about 50 family members of the downline of the Thomases, many of which I don't know. So Carl and I will be calling in, actually, to tell you how our trip's going. It should be a lot of fun, and it is it'll be like a real journey.
It will be, and I'll still be here for a couple of days, though.
Yeah.
You're taking off. You're driving. I couldn't stay 16 hours in a car.
Well, I'm loving I get to drive across America.
You and your mom in the front seat, and your dad's in the back seat. I told him I'd give him a bottle of Jack Daniels.
I am looking forward
to
that. I just like to watch people and see what people are feeling right now. And if I get a chance, are you going to ask people, are you going to vote? Who do you like? Well, I just want to ask.
Well, here's something I want to ask. Josh Wiley of Wells Fargo Advisors is what the heck's going on in Wall Street?
Well, good morning. It's been a back-and-forth market this morning. Currently, the Dow's down now 2 points at 13,122, while the Nasdaq's down 1 at 3,072, and the S&P 500's down 1 at 1,410. Oil's up 76 cents a barrel at 96.23, while the 30-year Treasury is yielding 2.74%. Gold's down $3.90 this morning at $1,671, while silver's down 21 cents at $30.92 an ounce. Some of the most actively traded stocks this morning, GE's down 2 pennies at $20.84. Goldman Sachs is up 48 cents at $105.14, while Google is up $5.90 at $675.12. Well, that's the market for now. This is Josh Wiley at the Reading office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Josh, thanks a lot. Josh Wiley is our advisor from the Wells Fargo Advisors group. And if you head on down to Park Marina Drive and talk to Josh and the rest of the crew down there, they're going to tell you what's going on in Wall Street. Where's the best direction to take? They're on Monday through Friday at 7:10, 8:10, and 9:10 in the morning. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back. Our guest the lawyer, the man, the hired gun, Lucky Jezron is here. We're going to be talking bankruptcy, but we're also going to be talking what just happened with Apple and Samsung. A huge impact and things that we've just learned on the break here that most people don't know that concern that case. But we'll be right back. Carl and Underbot, Free Fire Radio.
Your legs make you feel? Would you like to feel comfortable in your own skin again? Don't let varicose veins get in the way of your confidence. Reclaiming the spring in your step is easy with the minimally invasive treatments at MD Imaging. Experience the new non-surgical solutions performed by our board-certified vein specialist in a relaxing environment. MD Imaging is the North State's only comprehensive vein center. That means you'll have your choice of the latest technologies and all aspects of your treatment will be performed right here at MD Imaging. We offer complimentary evaluations so you can talk to our board-certified vein specialist to find out about your options. Feel comfortable and confident in your own skin again. Call 245-5945 to request your complimentary evaluation today. That's 245-5945. For the North State's only comprehensive vein center, request MD Imaging.
Hi, I'm Deanna Wallner. My husband Andy and his brother Patrick cherish the memory of their founder, Al Barefoot Wallner, for his commitment to build a company based on integrity, superior service, and 100% customer satisfaction. The Wallner family employ professionals highly trained to assist you in saving both water and energy. They can provide water audits to save money while conserving our precious natural resources. Wallner's team can provide you with water-saving dual-flush toilets, low-flow shower heads, and a selection of the most energy-efficient heating, air conditioning, and solar water heating systems on the market today. You can depend on Wallner. They have a proven reputation as the North State's total comfort specialist for real service, real experience, real value, real savings, and real guarantees. No job is too large. Wallner Plumbing, Heating, and Air, over 44 years serving Shasta and Tehama counties.
MTC Door, the North State's premier door and finish company, wants you to know you don't have to put up with that worn-out leaky front door or that sticky bedroom door with a hole in it. An old exterior door can be unsightly, and it can cost you money in lost heating and cooling. MTC Door can have your old door out and that new one in the same day. Add new hardware, and you've increased your security and your savings. A simple investment that makes your home more attractive, secure, and energy efficient. MTC Door and Finish, 223-0200. Helping you and your home, one door at a time.
Hi, this is Trish Clark from the Frontier Senior Center in Anderson, inviting you to join us for a prime rib dinner prepared by the Anderson Rotary on September 8th, 6 p.m. at Fusaro Hall at the Shasta District Fairgrounds. Music and entertainment will be provided by Shasta County's own Chris McCandless. Great raffle, gifts, fun, and dancing. Event is being held as a fundraiser for new floors at the Frontier Senior Center. Call 365-3254 for tickets. Hope to see you there.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR1460. Carl on about 8:13 in the morning, August the 28th. 530-605-4567 is our phone lines. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Great people down there, Joe and Shelley. Done so much for our community over the last three decades. Plus, Espresso Joe's. Walk in Espresso Joe's. Great coffee. Great icy drinks. They've got wine there, and they've got, you know, new selections of wine that are just outstanding. You can buy coffee by the pound or by bulk even there. And then walk on over to the side where all the tobacco products are. They will meet or beat any price. For tobacco.
Always looking for a great bottle of Chardonnay because it's always wonderful hostess gifts. You can go there and get your coffee, beans, or take a bottle of Chardonnay. Smoking Loon for $10.99. That's a wonderful, all-around, great bottle of Chardonnay to take as a hostess gift or give it as a present. Or just, hey, how about when you're making fish at night or chicken, just enjoy that. And so anyway, so when you walk into Tobacco and Brew, it's an all-around feel-good place.
There you go. Okay. Da, 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 da. Lucky Jez Ronnie. Good morning, Lucky.
Good morning, Carl and Linda.
You know what? Having we've started, you know, programs here, you know, on the station that, you know, you were the first, the legal. Uh-huh. Legal. Now we've moved into, we have medical.
Right.
And tomorrow with Dr. Piyush Dhanuka. And a show on animals.
Oh,
a
no
monthly
kidding.
Show on animals. And this is with Haven Humane. But they're, you know, bringing in their, you know, their trainers, their vets. They're doing this every, you know, during once a month on our show. And it's going to be a, another, you know, we believe that, you know, in their community programs that do people a lot of good, that gives people an outlet to ask questions.
Lucky, one of the questions that I have for you, and I think our listeners, I know that they have a feel-good spot for you.
Good.
I would like for you to take a minute, if you don't mind, before we get into law and legalities, for you to share with our listeners the many organizations where you put your energy into to help our community thrive.
Sure. The list has grown as of this summer, too.
People need to know that about you.
Sure, absolutely. The primary one that I've been with the longest is now the Active 2030 Club. I was with that. I'm with that organization now for 5 years. This summer just concluded my presidency, so I've moved into a more relaxed position of immediate past president. I'm also with the Reading Rotary Club, that organization I signed up with earlier this spring.
Is that the Thursday? Which one is that?
That's the Thursday afternoon. Okay. So the Reading Rotary, the main.
Yeah, we've
Rotary.
Been to that
so
one. We like that.
That's the sunset one, right?
No, it's not.
We've been to both, but we really like them. We like them
we
both.
We like them all.
We like them all. But probably that's great. That's a afternoon at the country club when really informative speakers, good people. Go
great
ahead.
Speakers and yeah. Lots of good discussions always going on at the Rotary Club. I'm also going to be starting up Leadership Reading this fall.
Wow, that's huge.
I'm excited for that.
Huge.
Yeah, so I'm really excited for that organization. And just a couple months ago, I was selected to be on the Shasta Library Foundation Board of Directors. So that,
you'll be there for Taste of Brazil.
I will.
Okay, well, you're looking at Carmen.
Yeah, and I'm Frederico.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
So that should be a great event. We've been working away on
pencil
that.
Pencil thin mustache.
Oh, that's fabulous. And you know what? We'll talk more about the Library Foundation because we know that's something that we need to put a little bit more attention. People need to know more about that.
Absolutely.
Go ahead.
And those are my organizations right now. I'm keeping myself busy with the law practice and these nonprofits that I work with. So it's a busy, busy week for me all the time.
Work all day long and all night. Probably every night of the week is a meeting.
Yeah, just about.
Wow.
Just about.
Well, thank you for that. You know,
well,
that's
no problem.
Somebody who's so... See, that's the information I wanted our listeners to hear. The involvement. I mean, Rotary alone, we know, is to some people, if there's anything they could do, it's just Rotary. But you've talked about four major.
Yeah.
See, you've mentioned Rotary here on the show. Doesn't it cost you money?
It's not inexpensive, but
ding,
it's a good organization.
Ding, ding, ding.
I mean, every time you mention something, don't they hit you?
Well, fortunately, I haven't been fined yet. I'm sort of new, so I think they've been gentle to me.
Well, no, but see, now I think you have to say if you mention Rotary Club on the air.
Sure.
And you've done it like three times, so it's got to be. In fact, you've even mentioned the name of the Rotary. I think that's going to be, you know, you may be doing law work for
the
Rotary.
Well, the Sunset Rotary is a lot of fun, too. So we've been,
they're a good
group. They're a good
group.
I mean,
You can't go to it.
I know. I can go to their events. They know how to throw a party.
They sure do.
Okay. Yeah. I tell you what, let's take a quick break here, and we'll come back, and I'll give us a little more time. And we get into I want to bring, let's start talking Apple and Samsung, because that was a huge, huge jury.
It really absolutely was.
A jury decision there. And it could have big ramifications on what happens here in our market. So
absolutely.
We'll be right back, and then we'll be talking bankruptcy and a lot of other different things. That if you've got questions for the lawyer, give us a call at 530-605-4567. Carl Lindebaugh, Free Fire Radio. Miss a day, miss a lot.
I got pictures, got to tell me I'm a lovable man, and I can take you to the nearest star. I'm your vehicle, baby.
At Timberline Heating and Air, we know how hard-earned your money is, and we believe the reputation of the companies you do business with is important. At Timberline, we install the Carrier heating and cooling line of home comfort equipment. When you choose a Carrier system from Timberline Heating and Air, you're choosing the brand that invented the first modern air conditioning system way back in 1902 and has led the industry ever since. Reduce your energy costs and increase efficiency with the installation of a new Carrier heating and cooling system. Right now, if your home qualifies, you could receive up to $9,000 in rebates with Redding Electric Utilities' new home performance program. Plus, utility rebates are available up to $1,550, and Carrier provides a 10-year parts warranty. That's the best parts warranty in the industry. From installation to maintenance to repair, call Timberline Heating and Air, including cleaning your entire heating and cooling system with our large truck-mounted commercial duct cleaning unit. Call 221-2222 or visit us online at TimberlineHVAC.com. Turn to the experts at Timberline Heating and Air, your local heating and cooling experts.
Hi there, I'm Kirk Taylor, owner of GM Specialty. We are an auto repair shop with over 20 years of experience specializing in the repair and maintenance of Cadillacs, Pontiacs, Buicks, Chevrolets, GMCs, Hummers, and Saturns. Have you found any of your instrument gauges sticking? Or does your instrument cluster have other problems on your 03 to 06 GMC or Chevy truck? If so, come see us and we will rebuild your instrument cluster, which comes with a 2-year parts and labor guarantee, all for $150 out the door. Dealerships will charge you over double this cost, and we can rebuild them the same day or even if you want to wait. Get honest quality services for your GM vehicles at a fraction of dealer prices. GM Specialty is located in Reading at 2635 Hartnell Avenue, just east of the Holiday Market. So give me a call, Kirk Taylor, and let's set your appointment today. 223-5311. That's 223-5311, your dealership alternative.
Imagine a future where your body is sculpted, not by needles with pain and bruising, not with painful invasive surgery, but with light, shrinking your fat cells painlessly, giving you unbelievable results. That future is now. Reading Body Genesis. Body sculpting unlike anything you have ever experienced. Medically directed, FDA approved. Reading Body Genesis. 356-2590. Man made better.
Join North Valley Standdown for the first annual golf tournament on Saturday, September 8th, 2012 at Allen's Golf Course. Player fees are $50, hole sponsors $100, and major sponsors for $275. All proceeds are going to go to the North Valley Standdown Association, which helps those veterans that are down on their luck. Give Bill Brashears a call at 530-365-4932 for more information. That's 530-365-4932. Join us this year. Help a veteran that needs your help.
Free Fire Radio. It's a target-rich environment.
Welcome back. Carla Lindabaugh, Free Fire Radio. KCNR 1460. You know what? It's even though that the temperature today seems like it's going to go up to, well, 98 today, right? That's hot. And we still have smoke in the air, and it's going to keep going like that. So who do you call? You call Alliance Heating and Air at 221-2642, 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. Our buddies down there at Alliance Heating and Air are going to come out to your house. They're going to fix your air conditioning system. They'll do a maintenance on it. They'll check your filters. They'll make sure that you're getting nice, fresh, clean, cold air coming into your home. And they, and you know what? They take good care of their customers because they believe in that real old-fashioned value called quality. They do it right. They stand by it. You're going to see that. That's Alliance Heating and Air. Take it, check out their website at homecomfort.org or give them a call, 221-2642. Okay, our guest, Lucky Jezrani. And, you know, we started out with just who Lucky, you know, just kind of an update because Lucky just keeps adding to his repertoire, you might say, all the time. Okay, Lucky, the Apple Samsung.
Right.
You came in and you said, you know, this is really big. I mean, I've been kind of reading about it, but tell us about this.
Well, it was a pretty big case. The decision came out late Friday afternoon. I'm not a patent lawyer by any means, but the litigation portion of it is still very interesting and a very big deal, not just here in California, but nationwide. It was with a federal court in the Northern District. So the jury, it was a nine-person jury, came out with about a little over a $1 billion verdict for Apple that Samsung was violating some patent laws and infringed on Apple's patent. It's a pretty big deal because some of the products now of Samsung are potentially going to be off the market.
Like phones? Or
phones and tablets, those types of products.
Wow, and that's huge, isn't it? But there was even more to it than that. I mean, I thought the jury said that they said it was stolen technology.
It was stolen technology, and that's what's going to be going on next. There's a hearing upcoming on September 20th, so a little under a month, a few weeks away. The first thing Samsung's going to be doing is asking for the judge to just overturn the jury's verdict. Essentially, that's called a JNOV. Those are usually denied, but a lot of the legal analysts and some of the legal journals I've been reading over the last few days have been stating that Samsung might actually have a chance on this one.
Why? Is that because the jury made a mistake? Or?
Well, there's a lot of issues. There was discussions that the jury did not even follow the jury instructions that the judge ordered and provided to the jury, so those weren't used at all. There was also another error that the jury made with some of the damages.
Let's talk about that just for a second, because, you know, you hear this all the time. Well, the judge's instructions, said that we couldn't even make up our own minds. But if a judge wants to sway a jury one way or the other, he can make this so narrow that he is on the side of one side or the other, right?
But if those jury instructions are improper, those are grounds for appeal.
No. Okay.
So they need to be properly tailored, and that's something both sides work on. And
so you don't think the judge was bought off by a Samsung then?
No, or Apple.
Well, no, Apple was, because he gave the jury instructions, and they came by and ignored him and found for Apple. Totally, right?
But Apple's still not satisfied with some of the issues, and that's what's going on at the September 20th hearing. Also at that hearing, what's going on is Apple's going to be asking for an injunction to put a ban on those Samsung products.
And we're talking about Samsung phones?
Samsung phones and tablets.
Now, who does Samsung provide tablets and do they provide phones for who? Bad Bob, do you know who that is? Or?
Oh, they have a range of handsets and tablets. The Galaxy series of tablets is Samsung, and the Galaxy Tab 2 may be pulled off the market. It's out there, and it may end up being pulled off the U.S. market, which would be a huge blow. I think their handsets are also trade name Galaxy.
Okay.
And the other possibility is that on that September 20th hearing that the judge will decide the jury's verdict was completely okay. And typically odds are those verdicts stand. It's just unknown what's going to happen here. But if it is decided to be held standing, that injunction order will probably be granted. So those phones could be coming off the market. And what would happen next is an appeal by Samsung. They vowed to appeal the decision. They're going to be appealing it.
Well, this is too big for them not to appeal it.
Well, the money isn't that big of a deal. From my understanding, it's only 1% of their annual revenue. So the money, while $1 billion is a lot of money, to them,
1%
of their annual revenue.
Oh, wow.
So I don't think it's going to hurt them hugely. It's the bigger issue is what they're going to be able to sell. So the monetary damages is not the biggest deal for them or the biggest blow. It's more of what's going to be impacting.
Not the monetary damages, but if they can't sell here.
If they can't sell here.
That's going to be much more than 1%. I mean, how big a market are we here?
Exactly. And that's why they're vowing to appeal the case. The big deal about the appeal as well, though, is that they're going to have to post a bond. While they're not going to have to give up that money, they're going to have to post a bond for those damages. And they're going to do that. It's going to be several millions of dollars.
Okay. Well, that was the thing about it was it wasn't that they just copied technology. They stole the technology, which to me, stealing means I just think of guys coming in to areas, taking photographs, or paying people in there to take blueprints and imagery and thumb drives full of stuff, and in the dark of night handing it off to the Samsung people. I mean, when I think of stealing, it's not like you just reversed, it's like you reversed engineered something, which, they're famous for. So, but that wasn't clear how they did that then, huh?
Right, right. And, exactly. It's the patent issues were complicated. It was some of the icons and the shape of the phone, some of the software. So I'm not a big tech guy. I'm not familiar with much of the technology end of it. I'm more, was more curious and more fascinated about the procedural issues that are upcoming and that are going to be going on, especially this injunction. The injunction is going to be a very big deal. And Samsung may be requesting that the injunction. Injunction means to prohibit somebody from doing something, and Apple's going to be seeking a prohibition against those products being sold, specifically here in the United States. The case doesn't impact overseas. So
when you think about, let's go beyond the phones and Bob, Bob, you know, with Boomer Tech, and this is something that's right up Bob Belongi's, you know, alley, is the televisions that are Samsung, et cetera, that have the, what they call it, the smart TV, where you can do, what I mean, think about that. Think about, they have to pull a program with the icons from that form of electronics as well.
This was very, very specific to that particular product line, those particular product lines. The other stuff, Apple's still struggling with their Apple TV thing, and but no, this was strictly about the specific handsets and the specific line of tablets.
And while this was only specific to Samsung, the other phone manufacturers are looking closely as well, because Samsung's one of the bigger ones and a major competitor of Apple. So it could potentially be broad-reaching.
Okay. All right. You know, that was, people can read this periphery not realizing how big this could be. Now, when we come back, we're going to be talking bankruptcy.
And some foreclosure issues.
And some foreclosure issues. For people that have these questions, if you got a question for Lucky Gifts, call at 530-605-4567. Call Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio. Miss a day, miss a lot.
This is a Fox News alert. I'm Steve Knight. Tropical Storm Isaac is barreling toward the Gulf Coast, but it's not yet a hurricane. The latest advisory puts it 80 miles away from the mouth of the Mississippi, maximum sustained winds of 70 miles an hour. President Obama warns people living along the Gulf Coast not to tempt fate by ignoring safety warnings.
We're dealing with a big storm, and there could be significant flooding and other damage across a large area.
Fox News Radio's Jeff Manasso.
It's the water that has most people worried here in New Orleans. Though the city's been fortified since Hurricane Katrina, people in low-lying areas are heeding the advice to board up and evacuate, but they're also eating up the fuel and water supplies as they move north away from the coastline.
The hurricane warning area stretches from east of Morgan City, Louisiana, to the Mississippi-Alabama border. This is a Fox News alert.
Smitty's Heating and Cooling, locally owned since 1994, is all about your family's comfort and peace of mind. With the warm weather here, it's important to get the highest level of value, service, and installation with a Carrier air conditioning system that will provide indoor comfort all year round.
REU's Home Performance Program will increase the efficiency of your home and provide energy savings with the installation of a new Carrier heating system. If your home qualifies, rebates are available up to $9,000. Plus, utility and manufacturer rebates and federal tax credits are available over $1,550.
Remember our affiliate, Ducks in a Row? They can also increase efficiency with their high-powered duct cleaning system. Act now and receive $50 off your duct cleaning.
Turn to the experts at Smitty's Heating and Cooling, your local Carrier Factory authorized dealer. Call 221-2600. Smitty's Heating and Cooling, the most trusted name in customer care.
This is Carl Bott. I'm with Chef John Stadelli right here at Anselmo Vineyards. I'm back in the kitchen.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Thanks for stopping by.
Well, you know, I love it here. What's on the menu for today?
Today we're rolling out some special raviolis from Grandma Valia.
Beef, raviolis, salad, fish. You know, if you go to Anselmo's, it's going to be a superb meal.
Always made fresh with a ton of passion.
Well, that's why we like dining there.
Anselmo Vineyards, just a short drive from Palisadro. Anselmo Vineyards, it will become your favorite destination getaway.
Hey, Linda, guess what's happening at Tobacco and Brew this month?
$3 all month for their special Double Dark Mocha. You can get it hot, iced, or blended.
And I understand that Tobacco and Brew is serving up organic coffee.
That's right, from Guatemala. It's organic coffee where you can get it bulk or by the pound.
That's right, and walk next door to the finest walk-in humidor in the state. They will meet or beat any tobacco prices in this town.
Come and check out the new wine, Smoking Loon, just $10.99 a bottle. It's a fabulous Chardonnay with a slight oak taste with hints of apple and mango. I love it.
And veterans get discounts at Tobacco and Brew. And if you want to go out and get that cup of coffee and sit down outside, they've got plenty of places to do that. Sit there with your friends.
Winners around the corner. Come in and get your coffee mugs now. That's Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive, across from C.R. Gibbs.
Hey, hon, hop in the truck. Let's head on down there.
Hello, this is Mark with SuperClean. You're probably already aware that black mold can be a major health risk to your family and pets. But did you know that much of this bacteria can enter your home from your shoes coming in contact with your own moldy sidewalks and driveways? SuperClean's cleaning and treatment process can wipe out dangerous mold and those ugly black stains, bringing back that super clean look. So call us at 339-5882. That's 339-5882 for a free estimate and get super clean.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop right off Athens Avenue. Take a step back in time. Great haircuts, great prices, discounts for veterans and seniors. Man's last stronghold. You have a great time. Just go in and sit down and listen to Tim talk to people on the phone. If that doesn't just brighten your day up, nothing will. Not only that, but like I said, great haircut. Shave around your ears, shave around the back of your neck. No, you know, this is a big thing for guys. This is a big thing. I mean, how many times can you find that? Anyway, Cypress Square Barbershop, man's last stronghold.
Our guest this morning is Lucky Jaswani, who is our resident, if you will, our attorney that comes on once a month. And we have been talking about bankruptcy. We're going to be talking about bankruptcy. But Lucky, I would like to just go a little bit back and say, when you were in law school, your specialty is bankruptcy.
And no, it's just one of my practice areas. Primarily, my practice is civil litigation or real estate matters.
Okay. So when you were going through law school, what made you decide, how did you lean into that? Drew your attention, I guess?
Well, the real estate, I had a real, one of my professors for real property, which is one of the courses you have to take as a first-year law student, was really rough on me. I got called on a lot. Law school, you get called on somebody gets called on every day. It's more the professor doesn't lecture. It's more of a discussion. It's the Socratic method is used. And I got called on nearly every day for several weeks. And it was just a struggle, but through that process, I really enjoyed that class. I enjoyed the topic, and I wanted to get more involved with it. So I really got into real property law. After that, I enjoyed more of the civil matters, so I got more focused on civil cases. Moved back to the area after finishing up law school down in Sacramento at McGeorge, and had a job at a civil litigation law firm, which I really enjoyed.
I think that this is one of those tough love made you have to think, had to make you have to go deeper. You had to dig deeper inside of you.
To understand it and not to be embarrassed in class. And I think he could see that I was interested and I would respond with types of responses that would cause more inquiries. So he enjoyed that.
Would you rather start, you know, with a statement, or we have somebody already with a question?
Yeah, well, we can take his call.
Okay, hey, okay, let's go, Robert. Okay, all right, we lost Robert.
Well, let's go,
Robert. If you call back again, we're ready to take that question. Okay, let's start.
All right. Well, a lot of my clients who are dealing with bankruptcy usually start out, they're homeowners and they're dealing with foreclosure. So often that's the first step that they're dealing with, and they're underwater on their home. They're unable to pay the mortgage, whether they have a first and a second mortgage. It's just becoming too much. So they're dealing with foreclosure problems with the bank proceeding through the foreclosure process. Foreclosure essentially means that the bank is going to be taking action to recover their asset that they've secured with a loan. Just like a car, if you don't make payments on a car payment, it can get repossessed. Foreclosure is kind of like a action for repossession on a vehicle. So they're going to get their asset back if there's no payment being made. Often I can still help my clients, but to go through the foreclosure process real quickly, from the date that the first payment is missed to the date that the actual sale occurs is typically expected to be around 200 days. Often, because of the banks just having to deal with so many foreclosures lately, and there were certain laws going on putting a hold on foreclosures, it had taken more, around a year or so. So people were able to live in their homes without dealing with the foreclosure itself for several months. Now it seems to be speeding back up again, is what I'm seeing with a few of my clients. So the foreclosure process, those who have dealt with it, is not very fun because it's a little bit of uncertainty. What's going to be happening next? When am I going to be expected to move out of my house? while foreclosure is an issue for a lot of my clients, it especially the bankruptcy ones, what it does is when they come to see me, we do a reality check of whether they do really want to keep the house. Is that something that they do want to where they want to continue living? Often, if there's a second mortgage, there's some options we can look at. With a Chapter 13 bankruptcy, there's two different types of primary bankruptcies that the average individual uses, either Chapter 7 or Chapter 13. And with a Chapter 13 bankruptcy, we can often strip off a second mortgage, and that alone may make the house affordable again. It's only under certain circumstances, so I don't know how many of your listeners would be specifically dealing with that issue, but if there is a second mortgage and the individual is already underwater on their home, a Chapter 13 bankruptcy could help in alleviating that stress that they're dealing with financially, specifically just with their home. Go ahead, Linda.
No.
Oh, okay. I thought she had a question.
No, I'm listening right to you.
That remedy isn't available with a Chapter 7 bankruptcy, unfortunately. But the difference between the two is Chapter 7 is more of a straight discharge. It's a little bit of it's a quicker process than a Chapter 13. In a Chapter 13, you have to make regular monthly payments over a 3 to 5 year period, and all unsecured creditors would then be discharged. With the Chapter 7 bankruptcy,
and you say you make payments, you make it for 3 years, and then all your debts go away?
The remaining balance of the unsecured creditors would go away. The difference between a secured and unsecured creditor, typically your average credit card is an unsecured because there's no security involved with a credit card. Your secured creditor would be either a home mortgage, a car loan.
Yeah, things like that.
Yeah, loan, those types of issues.
Okay, we got to take a break here.
Sure.
When we come back, you know, we've talked about, you know, we know people that have lived in homes for, I mean, we've heard of people. I shouldn't say we know people. We've heard of people that have bought a home, never made a payment because when they bought the home, somehow it went underwater before they could move in. And then so they just never made a payment. And then they get paid to leave the house. Is that true?
That can sometimes happen.
That can happen sometimes. But, okay, the big thing is this. How do we help people that are just working and hard, really hard, and then but things are just being overcome by events here when we come back? Carl Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio. Lucky Jeswani, our lawyer of choice, is here with us.
Casino is challenging all bounty hunters for the ultimate $10,000 guaranteed high-stakes bounty tournament.
The ultimate.
On Saturday, September 1st at 10 a.m. in the Wind River Casino Event Center.
The Event Center.
Book your seat now. Your $115 buy-in will get you $10,000 in chips, all fees included, plus $25 bounties for knocking out opponents. All entrants will be hosted to sandwiches and dessert. Wind River Casino is known for hosting the best poker tournaments in Northern California. So pull up a seat and be one of the privileged few to play in the $10,000 guarantee high stakes bounty tournament on Saturday, September 1st at 10 a.m. in the Wind River Casino Event Center.
In the Event Center.
This $10,000 high stakes bounty tournament is limited to the first 200 players and sells out fast.
Be one of the first 200.
So reserve your seat at the River Club, 1-800-280-YOU-WIN, or online at WindRiverCasino.com. Prize pool based on participants.
Win it all.
Check us out on Facebook. It's better on the river.
It's better.
It's better on the river.
On the river.
A few extra minutes for family time. Cheering your son's baseball team to victory. Beating last month's numbers at work. At North Valley Bank, we hear you when you tell us what matters to you most. Which is why we make it our top priority to offer products, services, and people who can give you a few more minutes in your day. And services to help you be more successful. For example, if you're looking to buy or refinance a home, our mortgage process can save you time with pre-approvals and an experienced staff who will walk you through each step, guiding you, answering questions, and helping your family get the best possible loan. And just like you, our team is part of your community. So the things that matter to you matter to us. North Valley Bank. Let's live and grow together. Learn more at NOVB.com or visit a local branch. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Alliance Heating and Air wants you to be cool and comfortable. We are committed to the highest level of quality and customer services and believe it should not cost you a dollar more for your peace of mind. Alliance Heating and Air offers the absolute best in installation, repair, and maintenance. We're here for your heating and air conditioning emergencies 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. Find out more at homecomfort.org. That's homecomfort.org. Alliance Heating and Air. We look forward to serving you at just the right temperature.
Hey, this is Carl Bott. Beginning August 30th will be our latest addition to our community programs, Animal Talk with Dr. Ray John. Each month, a department of Haven Humane will be showcased. Learn what goes on at Haven Humane concerning animal care, behavior, adoptions, rescues, and maybe just what your pet is really thinking. Join us the last Thursday of each month beginning August 30th for Animal Talk, hosted by Dr. Ray John, right here on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media and Community Radio.
You're listening to KCNR 1460, Free Fire Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Carl and Linda Bott. This portion of the show brought to you, of course, by our good friends down at Redding Crown Motors. Dodge, Ford, Honda, Lincoln, Nissan, and Ram dealership. Serving Redding and this whole North State. They take great pride in selling any type of vehicle you want, cars, trucks, or SUVs. It's going to fit your every requirement. And then they take great care of your vehicles afterwards. They're your neighbors giving you great deals on vehicles right down there at Redding Crown Motors. Give them a call at 223-2177 or stop by 555 Cypress Avenue today and see what you can do. Take one out for a spin on Redding Crown Motors. Okay, our guest, Lucky Jezrani, and we've got a phone call from Robert. Robert, you are on the air.
Hey, Lucky, this is Robert. I got a question for you about bankruptcy.
Sure thing, Robert.
Have debts to the IRS or fines or stuff like that, can you get those discharged through bankruptcy?
Those are typically not dischargeable. If it's IRS tax issues, those are typically not dischargeable. We can talk more about your specific situation in a more private meeting, but those are typically not available for discharge, unfortunately.
That would be the same with court fines then, too.
Court fines are the same result.
Okay. Thanks very much, Lucky.
Sure thing.
Hey, Robert, thanks for the phone call. You know, I didn't know that. So if you've got a debt to the government, I mean, if you've got a debt to me and you go into bankruptcy, you know, you get protected. But you've got a debt to the government, you're right. Never protected?
Well, there's certain circumstances, and it gets very, very complicated.
Yeah,
but as student loans are similar as well, because student loans are typically not dischargeable in bankruptcy as well.
And how about, IRS?
Right. Same thing. Typically, they're not dischargeable. That's something you usually need to work out separately with a tax attorney.
Wow. Well, you know what? Okay. Let's go on to, here's my, and I said it during the break, so I'll keep it really quick. I'm very upset in the sense that all these banks got hundreds of billions of dollars to, quote, save the economy here, and yet I see so many foreclosures, and they're saying is that the foreclosures, which seem to have slowed down across the country, are now picking back up. Again, and I personally think that we haven't seen the worst yet. That if Obama gets reelected, people that are just hanging on by their fingertips, businesses and everything, are going to see things, and they're going to start cutting back or not hiring, and I think it's going to get worse.
I'm seeing a little bit of an uptick again with some of the foreclosures. I thought it kind of had slowing down a little bit over the summer. I'm not exactly sure what the future holds, obviously. It's a big deal. Like you were saying, with a lot of these banks getting the benefits, a lot of these bankruptcy laws were created to give some balance to the average individual, the average citizen. Those interest rates are a lot of money that the banks are allowed to charge to individuals on credit card debt, often reaching up to 20% or more. Those interest rates are built in there for the banks to cover these potential losses for debts that are discharged in bankruptcy. What the bankruptcy does is it gives back some power to the consumer to say that these debts are too much for me, my income doesn't allow it, and there's no way that I can continue paying them. And the way it gives power back to the individual is they can move on. It creates an ability to move on from their financial problems and just end them and to move on into becoming a financially productive citizen again. They're not having to deal with debt that was from the past, and with the majority of it being just interest payments, not for the item or product that they bought. What that really helps with is, and I really believe this, is that it creates more productive citizens again, that they're feeling good about themselves. They can move on from everything that was giving them financial problems. Financial problem is a big problem that anybody deals with. So by being able to move on and move forward, they're productive again. They're doing something to move on from what was ailing them in the past.
No, I understand that. I understand that, you know, things change in your life that, you know, that, and I'm not talking about people who have gone out and bought every toy in the world, but people that have a house, you know, which is kind of the American dream. Not that everybody deserves to buy a house, which is one of the problems we had. But, I mean, people that have worked hard, they put their money down on a home, and the price of the home has dropped dramatically. Their jobs have been cut back. Their wages have been cut back. And now they're just, and frankly, they just can't make it the way it is. I can understand that. When I see other times of people declaring bankruptcy to save themselves from a stupid mistake they made, though, or things that they've overbought, as I think, Do the courts look at that?
They can, and it's the trustee who primarily examines that. What I primarily see with my clients is that the individuals who come to see me are dealing mostly with medical debt. Medical debt is what really adds up for them.
Hang on to that thought.
Okay.
And let's, because we have to take a break. And let's get back. Let's talk about that medical debt, because I've heard this so many times before. That you know, people all of a sudden get a $10,000 medical bill, which is kind of like pushes them over the top there.
Exactly.
All right, we'll be right back. Carl and DeBott, Lucky Jezrani, is we're in our legal hour here on KCNR 1460.
Just a small town girl, living in a lonely world.
Cassidy's Auto Lube is a local business that's been serving the Reading area for over 30 years. For your next oil change, Cassidy's Auto Lube. They also do transmission flushes, cooling system service, and more, where our trained service technicians are here Monday through Saturday to serve you. In Reading, you can find them on Lake Boulevard across from Rayleigh's and on Locust Street off of Park Marina Drive. Cassidy's Auto Lube would love to add you to their growing list of happy customers. Ready for a change? Cassidy's Auto Lube for your next oil change.
Hello, I'm Jim Robinson with Senior Helpers. If your elderly loved one needs a helping hand, Senior Helpers gives you peace of mind. We come right to your loved one so that they can live independently in their own home. They keep their dignity, their quality of life surrounded by everything they know and love. Senior Helpers makes meals, cleans house, provides transportation assistance, even personal care. We keep them active and keep them company. We are affordable and compassionate. Find us on the web at seniorhelpers.com or call us at 223-5939.
At Platinum Auto Glass, we have all your glass needs covered. Whether it's a simple rock chip repair or a windshield replacement, Platinum Auto Glass can take care of you. Locally owned and operated with full mobile service available. If it has wheels and windows, our certified technicians can fix it. We're so sure of our service and quality that we'll match or beat any competitor pricing. Platinum Auto Glass, 229-1799. The best price in town, hands down. Get the Platinum experience.
I'm attorney Lucky Jezrani, and I help people here in the North State who are going through tough financial times and struggling with debt. Here's what a few people had to say about their experience at my law firm.
With the economy change, I lost my job and had to take a big salary cut.
I tried to work with the credit card companies, but no one seemed to care, even though I had been with them for 20 years.
If it hadn't been for Mr. Jezrani, I would have lost my car, my savings, and wages to debt collectors.
The law offices of Lucky Jezrani. We can help. Call today for a free consultation. 241-3350. That's 241-3350. We are a debt relief agency. We help people file bankruptcy relief under the bankruptcy code.
These testimonials and endorsements do not constitute a guarantee, warranty, or prediction regarding the outcome of your legal matter.
Shasta County's Shasta Library Foundation presents Taste of Brazil on Saturday, September 8th at the Holiday Inn in Reading. Taste of Brazil is a unique evening featuring Brazilian cuisine, beverages, entertainment, and live and silent auctions. Proceeds benefit the Shasta Library Foundation Endowment Fund and special projects at the Shasta Public Libraries in Reading, Anderson, and Burney. The public is invited to come enjoy this fabulous event. To reserve your seat or table now, call 246-0146 or go to www.shastalibraryfoundation.org for more information.
Well, I won't long back down.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460.
Morning has just flown by.
Yeah, it really has.
It has. Hey, this portion of Free Fire is brought to you by Reading Harley-Davidson and our buddies down there, too. You know, I love to ride my Harley. You want to ride a Harley? Then you head on down to Redding Harley Davidson and see Ernie and Jessica down
and
there. Talk to Nathan.
Fall is coming.
And
it's,
you know what?
Perfect time to ride.
Beautiful, beautiful weather. It's going to be, and then once they get the fires out, you can ride around and see like Lassen Park and that.
See the colors.
The color would be dark black.
Colors of the trees.
Yeah, but everything else because, and why not? You know what? There's one thing, you ride a Harley and you're riding and you have that wind in your face and it's just, you know, you can see things. It seems like you see things so much clearer from the back of a motorcycle. Head on down to 1268 Twinview Boulevard or give them a call at 241-7117. They've got a bike for you. They've got jackets for you. They've got chaps. They've got it all right there at Redding Harley Davidson. If you want to experience the ride and live the dream, head on down to Redding Harley Davidson. Tell them you've heard about it right here on Free Fire. Lucky Jezrani is our guest in our regular monthly legal hour. And you know what? It's you clear up things that you know people have questions on. You know, sure. One about the IRS and taxes and student loans. But sure. Now you just mentioned is that medical costs put people into bankruptcy.
Oh boy!
Often that's the majority of my clients who come to see me have a great deal of medical debt, several thousands, tens of thousands of dollars of medical debt. They're not typically the highest of income earners, or they may not be having medical insurance as part of their job or any sort of having it on their own. So those bills get up there very quick. Anybody who's has had to take an ambulance know that that's almost, $5,000-$6,000 just right there.
Wow.
And if you ever need an airlift... Try
yeah,
30,
that's 000. Why it's really good to have the insurance for the airlift.
Yeah, the insurance for the airlift.
Question for you. Let's say somebody's going through a foreclosure. They've got a notice that they've got 60 days or 30 days or whatever it is. Okay, so do you find, is it possible for someone who experiences that to count down on their calendar, okay, it's 60 days? Does that mean really in 60 days that property is going to be auctioned off at the steps?
Often they'll give a specific date around with the final 30 days, and a specific date will be published and notified to the individual and posted on their home. What happens in that circumstance is, that specific date is the date that the home will be auctioned off.
And do you ever find anybody who's ever had a friend or gone in and said, okay, I can't deal with the bank, but I'm going to somehow get the funds and buy my house back?
They have. It's really tough. I've only seen it once ever done, and you have up till 5 days before the date of the actual auction sale of your home to pay the amount that they're requesting. And often it can be a lot of money with the attorney's fees, penalties, and everything adding up. Wow. However, if a bankruptcy is filed, that puts an automatic stay on any collection efforts, and that includes a foreclosure action against that individual. A stay just means, in this circumstance, kind of a pause button. So that would put the pause on the foreclosure, meaning that sale date would not occur if a bankruptcy is filed before the sale date. It would provide maybe several weeks of relief to the individual, maybe just to get their feet settled. But it does provide an automatic stay from any collection efforts at the time of filing.
Isn't that interesting? Okay. Well, Lucky, gosh, another day, another hour. Yeah. Jeez.
Good nuggets.
Oh, yeah.
We'd like to know that, you know, if you can work it in your schedule on here and get into the child cases, you know, and if you can, if you care to address that one, because we get a lot of emails on things like that. People that, you know, have lost their children lost the ability to see their kids and all that. Cause I know that's, that's a terrible, litigations that going on with that.
Yeah. That is, a lot of, divorce cases and family law cases. Yeah. Those courts are pretty busy right now.
Yeah. Because of everything that's going on.
Did you say busy or pissy?
Busy.
I thought that's what you said.
Yeah.
Why would you say pissy?
I don't know, because when it comes to family law,
can we say that word?
I'm sure we can.
Well, we just did.
Too late now.
Okay. Hey, you know what's going to happen today at 10 o'clock? We're having
Chat Pack Breakfast.
But, you know, if you want to come on down to Black Bear Diner at 10 o'clock, come on down and join us down there.
We'll be there.
And we're going to be down there for breakfast with our gang from the Chat Pack.
On Hilltop. The end of Hilltop.
End of Hilltop. Is that the one? Okay. The one on Hilltop.
Yeah, next to the dollar store across from, down there.
Yeah, we're going to be there. Anyway, and Lucky, thanks a lot. How do people get a hold of you, Lucky?
They can give me a call at my office. My office number is area code 530-241-3350. That's 241-3350. And that's the best way to get a hold of me. You can check out my blog on my website. That's jesranilaw.com, JESRANILAW.com.
That's great. Okay, now tomorrow we
have Dr. Thank you for being such a great member of our community,
yeah.
too.
Thanks. Yeah, that's right. Well, tomorrow we have another great member coming in. It's Dr. Pius Danuka.
Oh,
who
wonderful.
Who is the chief of staff at Shasta Regional. But he's got his own, you know, of course, his practice, he and his wife. And his wife is into the cancer
oncology.
Treatments, oncology. He's going to be on tomorrow. We're going to be talking medical, issues and, you know, and discussing, you know, part, I guess, also a little bit
he's
of Obamacare and all that.
He,
well, can you be the king of colonoscopy?
He's the king of colonoscopy.
Well, that's great. Okay. You know,
His realm. I have been visited his realm.
That's right. He's visited you, too. Yeah. As he put it, it was,
yeah.
He said it didn't hurt him a bit. Okay. Carl Underbot, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. Just remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys.
You're listening to KCNR Shasta Redding.
Which are you?
Gonna stand my ground.
Fox News Radio, I'm Lisa Brady. It's still a tropical storm, but that doesn't make it any smaller.
There's still storm surge hazard to be concerned with.
The latest update on Isaac from the National Hurricane Center, where Fox News Radio's Courtney Keeley is live in Miami.
Forecasters here calling it a huge, slow-moving storm now in the Gulf of Mexico, soon to become a Category 1 hurricane later today when it reaches land, warning people to prepare as Isaac threatens flooding in four states, Louisiana, Mississippi, Alabama, and Florida. The big threat is rainfall and storm surges, which could reach up to 12 feet on the coast of Louisiana and 6 feet along the Florida Panhandle. The slow motion of the storm expected to produce potential flooding inland as well. Lisa?
Thanks, Courtney. The storm now about 80 miles south of the Mississippi River.
Now's not the time to tempt fate.
President Obama urging people to heed local officials, including evacuation warnings.
Right now, we already have.